From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that four Columbia County villages hold elections for trustees and mayors on Tuesday, March 19th. Philmont and Chatham are the only village with candidates competing for positions, while in Kinderhook and Valencia, candidates are running unopposed. The Columbia County Board of Elections is supervising the village elections in Chatham, while Kinderhook, Philmont, and Valencia village officials supervise their own elections. Polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. In Chatham, John Howe is running without opposition for mayor. Current trustee Peter Minahan, who was appointed to his seat to fill a vacancy, is running for one of two seats, as are Jamie Boehm and Jody Russell. Melanie Spock and Joseph Cerami are seeking the available one-year term as trustee. Voting in Chatham is at the Tracy Memorial Building, 77 Main Street. In Philmont, Mayor Charles Skip Speed is up against Town Supervisor Robin Andrews for a two-year term as mayor. Three candidates are up for two trustee seats in Philmont. Incumbent Douglas Cropper and Larry Ostrander and Heath Iverson are vying for two-year terms. Voting is in the Village Hall, 124 Main Street. In Kinderhook, David Flattery and Dale R. Lizer are running for two trustee seats, which are two-year terms. Voting is in Village Hall, 6 Chatham Street. In Valencia, Mayor Diane Argyle and incumbent trustee Fred Bevins and Larry Ellaby are all unopposed for re-election for two-year terms in the positions they now hold. Voting in Valencia is at the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building on Church Street. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that Albany County District Attorney David Soares signed on to a letter with 14 other prosecutors from around the country March 7th to Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York's legislative leaders asking for an end to cash bail, saying that, and I quote, many people are jailed simply because they are too poor to purchase their freedom, end quote. Currently, legislators in Albany are considering expedited pre-trial discovery measures and eliminating bail for all but high-level felonies and crimes of violence. The letter, which was signed by district attorneys from New York, Texas, Florida, Maryland, Massachusetts, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, Illinois, Pennsylvania, California, and Virginia, says, and I quote, simply ending the money bail system is not enough, though, end quote. But Republicans in Albany are worried the proposal is being rushed through. State Senate Minority Leader John J. Flanagan said, and I quote, right now we are very concerned on a lot of different levels. Not the least of this is that this is a rush to judgment. There's no hearings, no detailed discussions, end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that dozens of highway superintendents from around the state went to Albany this week to ask for more spending on highways and infrastructure. They were joined by several Hudson Valley legislators asking for more money for the Consolidated Local Street and Highway Improvement Program. State Senators James L. Stewart and Sue Serino and Assemblyman Brian Miller, all from mid-Hudson Valley districts, said in separate statements that the funds are needed here. Seward said, and I quote, quality roads and bridges are indispensable when it comes to improving our economy and making sure that the motoring public is safe, while much of the focus at the Capitol has been on problems with the downstate MTA, we cannot overlook the needs of our local roads and bridges, end quote. Serino also framed the issue as upstate versus downstate. He said, and I quote, with Albany leadership now concentrated heavily in New York City, we are fighting to ensure that our roads and bridges here in the Hudson Valley and across upstate New York get the attention they deserve, end quote. Tim Johns reports in The Guardian that artist Carolee Shaneeman died at age 79. She confronted taboos around sex and gender in her performance, video, and body art, and had local ties, attending Bard College and showing work recently at the Second Ward Foundation in Hudson. Shaneeman was suspended by Bard for painting nude self-portraits, but later graduated. In 2017, she received the Golden Lion Lifetime Achievement Award from the Venice Biennale. In 2015, she said, and I quote, "I think I'm stubborn. In the beginning, I had no precedent for being valued. Everything that came from a woman's experience was considered trivial. I wasn't sure if my work would shift that paradigm or not, but I had to try," end quote. She was interviewed on WGXC twice by Ellen Thurston and Tom DiPietro. Read the full story in The Guardian. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.